We come to a special time as we give God thanks and praise for all of our blessings. I was blessed yesterday, as I mentioned, I don't do much on Facebook, but I like to scroll. And Judy says, I don't, God, you always said you don't do Facebook. Why are you on there? I said, I'm just scrolling, see what's on here. And I ran across the post yesterday that one of our members put on there, and he was giving his testimony a little bit, and his name is Mark. And I'm so grateful. So I was sharing with him this morning, and sometime in the near future, as God lets him put it together, it was very eloquent, very good that he put on Facebook. And I said, he needs to share it with us, because we are all on this journey called life, and we all have different paths and different ways that we get here. There's only one path to God, but there's many paths in this world to get us to come into a relationship with God. So looking forward to that, Mark, and you'll be an encouragement to somebody. I have watched him grow an awful lot in the last 5 years, so it's what we're about. And with that said, I'm going to go back next week and continue this series on Jesus as friend. Because in order for us to look at some of the scriptures and Paul's writing and some of the things that the church needs to do, in order for us to understand all that stuff, we need to have a relationship with our best friend, the one who created us, the one who walked this earth like you and I, and the Holy Spirit that he left behind for us. And so it's important to know a lot about Jesus and why he is our best friend, so that we can understand the rest of it and how we can encourage one another in the faith. So with that said, we're grateful for the blessings. We thank God for this little church, 192 years now we've been here, and looking forward to another many, many years until the sun returns for us, and we're looking forward to that. With that said, there's any thanks that you'd like to offer this morning? You always have a thanks.
I'm thankful we're able to go south and go here.
I love that. Human nature. You know, times have changed, but human nature's never changed. Mark don't like the cold. So when it was getting cold up here a little bit, they decided to go to Fort Lauderdale to be warmer. Well, I don't think they realized it, since I was a Yankee a long time ago and came here. Where Florida is, there's three different zones. North Florida, Central Florida, South Florida. But what happens when it gets cold up here, it gets cold there. Not as cold, but in South Florida. And I found that out one day when we went to the Bahamas in January. It was cold, and that wind in the Bahamas or any of those islands always blowing. So, but you were a little warmer. Yeah, and you enjoyed the, where'd you go? You went to Hard Rock?
Yeah, but, yeah, so.
Sunshine. Yeah, well, that was important.
Yeah, blue skies.
Blue skies,
yes.
Yeah. We didn't have that.
No.
It was kind of gray, but anyhow. So we're going to sing the doxology because we thank God from all blessings flow. Maybe see.